Our story begins with a look at a unique field of research, the study of whale poop. Recently, a group of scientists at the New England Aquarium realized they could gauge the stress levels of whales by measuring different hormones in their droppings. After gathering enough of the data, they discovered there was a brief window of time just after the turn of this century when whales appeared to calm down a little bit. It happened right after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Now, why would that be? Scientists think it might have something to do with the fact that shipping traffic was restricted in the weeks following 9/11. All that engine noise had been disturbing whales for years.
And as we do more things like developing wind farms and oil exploration and geologic surveys and such, or increased boating, this is becoming a bigger and bigger issue.
University of Maryland's Dr. Arthur Popper wasn't involved in the whale research. He's actually a fish man. But he says the impact of noise pollution on all marine life is an issue. You see, the ocean is pretty noisy without man's influence, full of the sounds of animals communicating, from the spotted sea trout to the snapping shrimp to the singing lobster.
Under the sea, darling, it's been...
Okay, that last one was just to make sure you were still with me, but you get the picture.
It's, you know, like walking in the, you know, in the country, and it's nice and quiet. You can hear everything around you. And then you add lots of noise from construction or something else going on, and it's harder to hear the people around you or sounds that you might be interested in hearing.
That's exacerbated by the fact that sound travels a lot farther underwater.
There are places where sound can travel, you know, 5 and 10,000 miles in the ocean, which would never travel that distance in the air.
Now, as concern grows over how underwater noise pollution could damage the ecosystem and impact ocean fisheries, a group of University of Texas researchers is looking into what can be done. In UT Austin's Applied Research Lab, Dr. Preston Wilson is conducting a simple experiment, the kind, as they say, you can try at home. He's filled a beaker up with some water, and he also has a syringe filled with water that he's going to add to the beaker,
which is going to entrain bubbles. So we're going to add bubbles by adding a stream of water. So I'm going to tap without bubbles. The pinging sound is reduced and then continue to rise up. It eventually comes back to pinging.
Dr. Wilson is an expert in bubbles.
It just seems to be that everywhere I look, I can find something to do with bubbles.
The Navy has been using bubbles to mask ship sounds for years. Bubbles are also used to mask sounds in some pile-driving operations and construction work. In front of a huge tank of water with a speaker placed in the middle of it, postdoc researcher Kevin Lee walked me through how bubbles can help.
I'll start playing sound, and then we'll hear it, and then I'll turn on the bubbles, and then you'll hear what happens to the sound. It's kind of cycling from 3 to 5 kilohertz, which is kind of in the range of the human voice.
Here come the bubbles.
And virtually no more chirping. Wilson's team wants to take this technology a step further, canceling out even the sound of the bubbles. They do that by encapsulating the bubbles, essentially putting them in balloons so that they can control their size and ensure the bubbles stay fixed in stormy weather. Dr. Wilson says these balloon bubbles could be strung along the ocean floor. Or
you might imagine completely surrounding a source, so making not just a curtain, but an entire, like a blanket maybe, or a jacket.
Wilson's team hopes that their research, funded by Shell Oil, will pave the way for more regulations to mitigate marine noise pollution. Marine biologist Arthur Popper thinks that will be useful nowhere more so than right off the coast of Texas in the Gulf of Mexico, home of tanker ships, oil rig construction, and no lack of life under the sea. For State Impact Texas, I'm Moses Bouchard.
Under the sea! Under the sea!